It is a big week for California and its leadership in cleaning up the planet. Ahead of the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco, Governor Brown on Monday signed two measures designed to push the state to 100% renewable electricity and carbon neutrality, or net zero, by 2045. Here in L.A., Mayor Eric Garcetti hosted a clean transportation summit with the mayor of Paris, France. He announced the launch of the Climate Mayor's Electric Vehicle Purchasing Collaborative and a new blueprint to help cities speed towards their emissions reduction goals. All this is good news for environmentalists, but some are asking just how clean is e-energy. KCRW's Francis Anderton has been looking into that. It's DNA on ATC. Hi, Francis.
Hello, Larry.
So what did California leaders agree to this week?
Well, they've agreed to a lot. Big, ambitious goals, Larry. It's hard to keep track of all the bill numbers and initiatives, but basically Governor Brown signed SB 100, authored by Kevin DeLeon, that commits the state to getting to renewable energy for the entire state using solar and wind and other renewable sources by the year 2045. That's 27 years from now. He also issued an executive order pushing the state to reduce its net output of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, including from the single largest source, cars and trucks, down to zero by that same 2045. Then you have Mayor Garcetti meeting up with his counterpart from Paris, Mayor Anne Hidalgo. They were at a transportation forum yesterday. At that, they announced the LA Cleantech Incubator's 2028 zero emissions roadmap, 2028 being the Olympics. And this blueprint is intended to help both cities accelerate their progress on their emission reduction goals by the time each city hosts the Olympics. Goals include getting trucks and passenger cars much reducing their emissions.
So this all sounds good. Is there a downside, though?
Well, one absolutely hates to sort of pour cold water on anything as positive and ambitious as this. However, you know, there are some really intriguing questions surrounding kind of, our electric future. For example, I just learned recently that a house that is powered by a roof full of solar panels actually fell short of being net zero, meaning they had to draw from the grid because the two Teslas that they owned were glugging so much energy to recharge. In response to what's come down the pike this week, Le Monde Diplomatique, that's a French publication, they ran an op-ed asking the question, do we really want electric vehicles? The author made the case that while electric motors achieve an energy efficiency of around 80% compared to 45% for gas-powered engines, however, batteries use electricity in standby mode, not to mention they lose storage capacity over time. And he makes a bunch of other arguments that add up to the claim that greater use of e-cars might wind up cancelling out their benefits. Anyway, it's really a paradox. And I reached out to a man named Drew Schuler. He's the founder of a group, Vertical Group, that's hosting a net zero conference in LA starting tomorrow. And this is what he said.
But it is currently a contradiction. When you plug your, I drive a Chevy Volt, I go home, I plug it in, and it's connecting to a dirty grid that's not entirely powered by renewable energy. You know, there's still some coal-fired power plants that are online. So there is a bit of a contradiction there. When Californians buy an electric vehicle, they want to buy a clean vehicle. But if you're plugging into a dirty grid, then you're not achieving what you intended at the moment.
All right. So what's the solution?
Well, of course, one solution is getting right behind all the goals of SB 100, which include ultimately getting rid of coal-fired power stations. However, Governor Brown, in talking with Madeleine Brand, our colleague on Press Play, he did also reference changing our land use patterns. And that means planning our cities, planning our lives in a way that we actually use less cars.
Francis Anderton with DNA on ATC. Francis, thank you.
You're very welcome, Larry.